The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nice beaver.
There's a new cartoon from a bit we did the other day about the nice beaver. It's Leslie Nielsen's birthday, and a guy was driving through a drive-thru while we played it, and he was about 50, and the girl handing him, taking his coffee order, was not. She was a young girl, and all she heard was, nice beaver.
This is through the coffee in his face.
Nice beaver.
But LD put together a new cartoon that's really good. Check it out. It's on Twitter, at TNT Radio Empire, and on our Facebook page. Just a real quick one. Here's what it is. Weather in Minneapolis-St. Paul will be like Kansas City. That's a big difference, by the way. Other places like Charlotte will feel like Tallahassee. I read that Northern California is going to feel like Southern California in a lot of ways. That's only in 60 years. Now, we discussed that off the air. We'll all be dead.
So just think how hot it's going to be down in the South.
In 60 years, when you're in Tampa, Tony, man, you'll be dead. You'll be dead. So happy birthday.
Yeah. 60 years, yeah.
But that's not that long in the whole scheme of the world. But you know what? Don't worry about it. Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's not happening anyway.
Right. It's not going to affect you. These are climate now.
Your grandkids will be living in crap.
Yeah, but eventually. You know, we know you don't care about them.
No.
I'm worried about me.
No, they say they do.
It's all about me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to say you do. But
the deficit's $22 trillion, and we don't care about the war.
You don't give a rat's ass.
I read an article yesterday quickly that millennials, really high in wanting to maybe help with the climate. Millennials, young people. And somebody was shocked how high the number was of people. And somebody said, Patton Oswalt tweeted out, he was a great line. He goes, no, millennials know what's coming and get the hell out of the way.
Yeah.
let them try to do something because the Ditkas ain't going to do dick.
Yeah, because millennials, a lot of them are going to be alive in 50
years.
Well, if you're 20, you might be alive.
Right, you Ditkas, they don't care.
Yeah, the Ditkas, they don't care.
Those are the same kind of people that, why am I paying taxes? Kids don't go to school no more.
I always hated that.
Well, maybe to educate the world. Yes. Maybe because somebody before you paid taxes to educate you.
Yeah.
You selfish pricks.
All of them. You know you are, too.
The greatest generation, my ass.
No. It's our generation. Yeah. The greatest generation ain't dope. There's Ditka's our age. What are you talking about?
I know, but the greatest generation is overrated. Trust me, I hang around the greatest generation quite a bit. Yeah. And I hear a lot of racist crap.
Oh, you reminded me. I'm going back.
From the so-called greatest generation.
You remind me. I'm going back east. I'll hear a little bit of this week.
In that article about the cities, does it say that like New Orleans and Miami are going to feel like Atlantis?
You know, that's the funny thing about this.
They're going to be underwater.
It's saying that Fresno will feel more like Mexicali, Mexico. It does give some of those, but it really doesn't give what's going to happen in Mexico. It can't get much freaking hotter, but I guess it can.
So everything's moving north?
Everything's
moving up. Yep.
The heat.
Yep, the heat's moving up.
Yeah, will the South Pole feel like?
It doesn't go into...
Because everything can't move, nothing can move north to the South Pole.
Mind blown.
You're freaking me out now. Man.
Answer that one.
Maybe
for
south
me.
Of the equator is moving south.
You may have to
read to the bottom of the little article for that one.
Oh yeah, DC is going to feel like Mississippi. That's a big difference. That's
respond to that. That's I don't believe it.
Okay, next story, Craig.
There you go.
Next story, Craig.
I don't believe it. Right. Lyndon LaRouche has passed away. For those of you, I imagine many of you who do not know who Lyndon LaRouche is. He ran for president 8 times in every election from 1976 through 2004. Usually, as a Democrat, the Democrats did not recognize him.
Yeah. Who had him, Craig?
He was the founder of the U.S. Labor Party in the late 60s and early 70s. His movement began with theories that tended to be Marxist, but later on turned fascist.
Sounds so quaint now.
A conspiracy theorist and cult leader.
Oh. That's you talk about now.
Lyndon LaRouche.
Oh, okay. I thought it was somebody else. That's somebody else.
He came around at the wrong time.
He did. He could be president now.
Yes, he did.
With those ideas. Conspiracy theorist and cult leader? No way.
We weren't ready for that
then.
Crazy.
Now we are.
He was convicted for difficulties in fundraising activities back in 86 and served a 5-year prison sentence.
Man, I didn't even know that. That guy's name's always been around.
His supporter says he was framed.
Yeah, I guess. 5 years in prison, and he was in every election between 76 and 2004.
Yeah.
So he was in prison
when he ran.
Running for president.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that could happen here shortly.
I guess so.
He's like, I'm going to free every one of y'all.
I just wanted to make sure you had that one.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Did he do or say racist things? I don't remember a lot about this guy. I just remember hearing his name all the time.
I knew he was just on the fringes all the time.
Yeah.
But once again, fringes then compared to fringes now. Hello.
He condemned modern music as a tool of conspiracies.
Rock and roll
saw rock
go.
And roll as a British conspiracy.
Oh, my God, he was nuts.
He did not care for ethnic groups and organized religion. He railed against the Eastern establishment and environmentalists. He didn't care for environmentalists, who he said were trying to wipe out the human race.
Thank you, LD, for saying that. No, organized religion can go away anytime soon.
QE2 of England was plotting to have him killed. Oh. Jews founded the KKK.
Oh, that's actually not. That would
He's crazy.
Once again, crazy
and,
gets you elected.
Then he didn't. He thought Native Americans were not as good as well.
God. This is a man ahead of his time.
Yes, he is ahead of his time.
However, according to the New York Times, he was able to develop alliances with farmers, the Nation of Islam, Teamsters, abortion opponents, and Klan adherents.
Well, he was all over the board, wasn't he, man?
Yes.
Wow.
He's very active.
He got millions of dollars.
All you got to do is be against abortion.
He's very active.
You can have any ideas, and they vote you in. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a... Totally.
No, he got millions of dollars in federal matching funds because he kept running for president.
That's where you get your evangelicals.
Oh, yeah.
That's all you got to say. I hate abortion.
Yeah.
He had people running under his National Democratic Policy Committee label, and so a couple people actually got elected because people thought that they were Democrats.
Because the word said Democratic.
Yeah.
Okay, I got him.
Democrats did not care for him.
Who had him on the Deadpool?
Hold on.
He was just old, right?
Good dude.
Is that why people
96.
Had him?
Okay. Mm-hmm. He had to resign from Northeastern University in Boston because they were not challenging his superior intellect.
Oh.
He was the century's leading economist without formal college study.
That's us.
He claimed.
Well, there's a lot. Listen, I know some clients, climate scientists without formal college.
Oh, okay, so this
they're
guy
usually comedians,
too.
Yeah. And people in the walks of life.
Right, give me 6 minutes, and I'll scroll through my Facebook page, and I'll find you an expert on everything.
Yes,
you pick a subject, I'll find you an expert.
All right.
So, and
good dude, man.
How many people had him again?
14 players had the presidential candidate, perennial presidential candidate, Lyndon LaRouche. He died at the age of 96. Some of the players that had Lyndon LaRouche include, but are not limited to, include, and maybe are limited to, catheter ice cream. Good morning. Good morning.
That was a real story.
Bring in a smoothie while in the way.
Dick Harp likes dead people, gets a hit.
All right.
As does Dilly Dilly Dilly. Epcot Death March gets a hit. Hades Mades. Holy low blood count, Batman.
Is that Dr. Robin checking in?
I love the Black Caucus.
Oh.
Gets a hit. Ivan, jam it down my rabbit hole. gets a hit, as does Necrocurious.
That guy, I don't want to meet that guy.
And I'm not sure how to say this next one. It's either Papa Pandy Sexy Pants or Pandy Sexy Pants.
They want you to stutter.
That's what I'm thinking as well, but I still don't get what Pandy means. Pandy Sexy Pants. Pandy Sexy Pants.
Don't know. Somebody will let us know. If you are Pandy Sexy Pants.
Or it's actually Pandy Sexy Pants.
Pandy Sexy Pants. Let us know why that you have that name.
I'm curious on that one.
Yeah. You're necro-curious on that one.
No. No, that's not it. Shep's Reach Around gets a hit.
That's so Shep from Fox.
Yeah.
He was out of closet. Good for Shep. Good for Shep.
Snotsy Cucumber gets a hit, as does Tapeworm Toilet Bowl, and I don't know if I can say that last one.
No. I'm not a radio professional, and I know you can't say that one.
Tyler, would you like to say that one?
He's trying to clean it up. He's trying to.
Well, I know that Todd's a big PBR fan, and I just make fun of it because I'm a big Pabst fan. I remember having a Pabst years ago; it just always tastes like ass. And that's this guy refers to me saying Pabst kind of tastes like ass. His ass.
There's something like that.
Tyler's says my ass tastes like PBR.
That may be enough.
That's it. You can say that. Okay. Maybe I know that person. I don't know.
Maybe you said it. What are you going to do?
It's not something you say to a lady. Hey, it tastes like PBR down here. Well, she must have spilled it. Or it might not be a lady. Who knows? Shep's Reach Around. We're going to meet that guy someday.
That's good stuff.
Congratulations. You had Lyndon LaRouche.
Yeah.
Sarah Colonna later on in the studio. Petey Mac will be here. Mm-hmm. Petey Mac and got a new Flacco jersey. He already ordered his Bronco Flacco jersey.
Well, you would, unless you think you just get another average quarterback.
Yeah.
Have you talked to a Bronco fan who's happy about that?
LD's a Bronco fan.
Yeah. You're not happy, are you?
No.
I'm seeing comments from Broncos fans
on social media,
and nobody seems pleased.
No, they'll spin it.
I don't think they're pleased.
Nobody's happy. There'll be a spin eventually if he has a couple good games, but right now they're not pleased.
The first
article I read last night was headlined, "What the F was Elway thinking?" I mean, seriously, he's just getting dragged by the media en masse.
Yeah. You never know until they snap the ball. Flacco obviously needed to change the scenery.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah. Tony, change the scenery for Tony. He's going to thrive in Tampa.
Yes,
but he's not guaranteed a starting gig.
No.
Smoking weed as a teenager can raise the risk of depression in adulthood. A new study found that smoking the marijuana in the teenage years is related to a nearly 40% jump in the risk of depression later in life.
So can you if your team trades for Flacco. PD has both those. Yeah. He smoked weed as a teenager, and his team traded for Flacco. Yeah, yeah. So we'll see how depressed he is today.
Right. Teenage weed users also have a 50% higher risk of having suicidal thoughts. Researchers consider the increased risk moderate. And the number of adult cases of depression linked to marijuana use in teen years is probably about 7%, they say, of depression cases.
You're bringing a lot of bad news about... basically, don't smoke weed as a teenager, which...
That's probably true.
That's probably true.
That's not unreasonable for us to say.
And we tell them don't get all hammered as a teenager either, for that matter. We are telling people, both of them.
Don't do it.
And I'm just saying, the anti-weed guys are going to grab on that.
Right, that's fine.
But you shouldn't be down in Everclear when you're 15 either.
No.
That'll mess you up.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe permanently.
If you're 19 years and 11 months, get in the starting blocks.
Oh, yeah.
Once you turn 20, get going.
What if you start before you're a teenager, when you're 11?
Like Petey. Yeah.
You're not a teenager.
Then you're fine.
You're not a teenager.
Oh, yeah. You quit when you're 13. You take a break between 13 and 19.
Well, either that or you're just a seasoned pro by the time you hit 13.
Yeah. Like Drew Barrymore quit cocaine at 13, which is just crazy.
Yeah, she's had a life.
That's some excellent advice that will get you a capital, all caps text from Dr. Mina.
Yeah,
definitely. Definitely.
Smoke weed while you're 11 and quit during your teenage years. 11 and 12, by the way.
Yeah.
As long as you smoke your vaccines.
Right. Good point.
Well, that's just stupid.
Yeah.
He just had to take it over the top.
She had a vaccine comment on Twitter. I replied back about smoking it. And she was not pleased.
No, she wasn't.
I believe she threatened to fly here and kick your ass.
Yeah.
Yes.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones will have to sit down for a deposition by lawyers representing the parents of Sandy Hook Elementary School victims.
They break this guy's ass.
That's what the judge in Connecticut said on Wednesday. The parents are suing Alex Jones, the founder of InfoWars, for defamation after he falsely claimed that the Sandy Hook massacre of 27 people was staged and the parents were paid actors.
Oh, my God.
They claimed that they were subjected to abuse and death threats by fans of Jones who believed his claims.
Yes,
Jones
they
had
were.
Since admitted that the attack did not happen. I'm sorry that it did happen. I misspoke there.
Yeah, but he spent years saying it didn't. And called parents that were suffering.
The families are saying he kept claiming it was real, that it was not real because it drew ratings and he was able to make money off of them.
Ugh. Scumbag.
Oh, he's a complete asshat. He's worth $10 million. Hopefully, they just take all his cash. And I know he's lost a couple of these already. So.
Yeah.
Well, he loses vehicles that had his program before.
Yeah, he does, right. Well, it's actually on internet, isn't it? Was he actually on terrestrial radio?
I don't know if he was ever on
YouTube
terrestrial
dropped
radio.
Him.
YouTube dropped him.
So,
right.
And that was his big...
That was his big deal, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you can still find him.
So he can't sell any more of his crappy supplements?
Yeah.
No, you can. You can.
My
He looks healthy as hell.
Oh, yeah.
He was selling his supplements. He had a before and after picture.
Yeah.
It was the same physique. Just the color changed.
Really?
They added a little bit more red to him. Yeah, I mean, it was...
He tanned in one
John Oliver did a whole expose.
Did they really?
And it basically pointed out that that's the reason he's got a show, is so he can sell his crappy supplements.
Of course.
They showed before and after pictures, and you couldn't really tell the difference.
Well, that's how Jim Baker's making money in Branson now.
Supplements?
Jim Baker, he's selling all kinds of supplements.
He's selling the Doomsday prepper
stuff.
Oh,
that's right, Doomsday prepper stuff. That's right.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Well, we get a Breaking Bad movie.
Yes.
Some people care.
But he's dead.
Yeah, what? I thought he died.
It centers around the other guy, Jesse.
Oh, got
Jesse.
It.
Jesse, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aaron Paul.
That'll probably do well. I haven't seen the series. Everybody says it's great.
Oh, it's great.
Bryan Cranston said he would make a cameo if he was asked.
He's dead. Oh, like as a...
Flashbacks.
A flashback, right.
So that's going to be coming out. It's going to be on Netflix first, and then it's going to go to AMC.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great
person. They drop the F-bomb on that show?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say.
Do they?
Great series.
Oh, AMC.
Did they bleep it?
No.
Well, they didn't?
No, okay. AMC will let it go.
Well, it's cable. You can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of cable didn't do that until just recently.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I think the whole time we watched The Shield.
They never said the F-bomb.
No, they said S-bomb.
Well, you know.
Yeah. They said S-bomb.
Well, I know. I've been around some motorcycle clubs. They don't drop the F-bomb much.
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, they didn't.
They didn't.
They didn't use it.
No.
Which was amazing how great that show was without words they would actually just say every three words.
Yeah.
You know? The F-bomb would come out, like, with us.
It could have been one of the rules of the motorcycle club.
No F-bombs?
No F-bombs.
They had a swear.
That's not uncommon.
They had a swear jar at the club.
Yeah, you know? That's not uncommon for motorcycle clubs. No swearing.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon. They had a swear jar.
They had a swear jar.
That's what I understand,
ooh,
anyway.
You said exact.
Tig, you swore.
Isn't the swear jar, isn't that right on a table next to the cabinet full of illegal guns and drugs?
Exactly. Right there.
That's right. That's where they generally keep it.
Oh, yeah. It's on the nicely carved table.
Yeah.
The work of art.
Right.
Carved table.
No. Man, both of these are horrible that I'm looking at.
Which one's least horrible?
Don't do that one.
Then we do the
other one.
Yeah, then we can imagine how bad the other one is.
Florida man in custody.
Florida man. Tony. Let's just say Tony.
From now on, this is going to be Tony.
Tony man.
Florida man named Tony is in custody after you don't want to be Florida man.
He's going to be.
You don't want to be Florida man. This Florida man recorded a video of himself performing on a Siberian Husky.
Oh, no, that's not Tony.
Ooh.
No.
Their investigation began after the videos and photos appeared on the internet.
Tony's performed on a few huskies before, but not of that breed.
The genes said husky.
They may have been on all fours, but they didn't have to be.
their genes said husky. He videotaped himself? That's not
Yeah, and then put it up on the interwebs.
Oh.
So they went and got him.
Yeah.
He said, yeah.
Did the husky get, no, don't.
He's my man, that's my man.
Did the husky say, hey, no, don't be too rash. Yeah, don't be too rash.
The husky had a wife beater on.
That's all he does.
She enticed me.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.